ASU is in a tricky spot. And joining us right now here on the Burns and Gambo show, we've actually been talking about him a couple of times now.
I know he was busy today. I think he's got the BYU game he's calling tonight. So
apparently he's got a few minutes.
I wasn't even
going
to ask him to come on the show.
We appreciate. Hey, you know what? Casey Jacobson from Fox Sports 1, he called last night's ASU's basketball game. Thanks for squeezing us in, Case. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. I was talking with Gambo at the airport today, and I figured if I can carve out some space to talk to you gentlemen, I want to. So it's my pleasure.
Well, we're worried. I mean, we're worried after the Washington State loss and now the Colorado loss. And they just updated the net ratings about 15 minutes ago. They fell two more spots to number 74. So here's a team, you know, with six games left with a net rating of 74 and some bad losses. You did the game last night. Should ASU fans be worried about their chances to get into the NCAA tournament?
No question. They should be worried. They're not an at-large bid team right now, despite the fact that they had clearly the best non-conference for the second consecutive year, mind you, the best non-conference of any Pac-12 team with their two quad one wins. Mississippi State is still a top 25 team. And Kansas at home. But to build a resume, it isn't just about your quality wins. I would start there, okay? But then you have to go down to avoiding bad losses. That is something that Washington has done so well. Arizona State has better wins this year than Washington, but Washington's been consistent. They have no quad three or quad four losses. And Arizona State has two quad four losses and a couple of quad three losses as well. And last night, that opportunity that they had against a Colorado team was good, but not as talented. Colorado, and I would say this even with Tom Boyle, who I have a ton of respect for, the head coach of Colorado. If you were on the line with us right now, Arizona State is more talented than Colorado. And I don't care if that game's played in Boulder or Tempe or the moon. Arizona State, with given what they needed that win, they should have gotten it. Especially when you consider that Evan Batty, the best back-to-the-basket low-post big that Colorado had, didn't play in the second half because of an injury. So another opportunity missed for the Sun Devils.
We've been talking about this a lot, Case, and what's hard, we can sit here and try to project records and say, well, if they go 4-2 in their last six, or if they go 5-1 in their last six, or they go this far in the Pac-12 tournament. The thing that I'm struggling with is it's not like they're the only bubble team that is going through this, right? This is a constantly moving target. So to try to figure out where they need to finish up relative to everybody else in all of college basketball, to me, that's almost the saving grace for ASU right now. There's a lot of bubble teams right now that are struggling with this.
It's a good point, and I understand it. However, a net ranking of 74 is not a good place to be right now. It's not a good place to be when you're still on a road trip that is going to make its next stop at Utah, a team that is playing well above their roster and is, you know, confident. So your point is good in the fact that, look, we got to get 68 teams in this thing somehow, right? You can't just put the entire Big Ten in there, right? Indiana, for instance, has dropped off a cliff after having a fantastic non-conference ranked in the top 20 in the country. They're nowhere to be found. I think they've won one of their last nine games in that conference. So they were a team that I thought was a lock a month ago, and they're fighting for their lives. It's the same thing with Arizona State. I thought they were a lock coming into the conference play because the Pac-12 was down, and clearly Arizona State was the second-best team, in my opinion, and still are. But they have some road games. Remember, they finished with Arizona, and I know Arizona's on a five-game losing streak, but still, throw the records out the window when it comes to that game as well. They have a ton of work to do. They are not on the bubble right now. I'm very confident in saying the Sun Devils are off of the bubble, but I wouldn't write them off. They can absolutely reel off some wins in a row, but they haven't done it yet. They, regardless of their schedule, they haven't reeled off wins in the Pac-12 conference, maybe since Bobby Hurley has coached this team. So that's why I'm not as confident as maybe some fans out there.
So, Case, your feeling is that they're not even on – forget about being one of the 68 teams in or on a, you don't even think they're a bubble team right now.
I do not think that they are on the bubble. If the selection committee got in a room, this is just my opinion, I don't think Arizona State would make a list of 5 to 10 teams that are in or out. I don't think they're on the list right now.
All right, now how about the conference overall? You think right now, the way it stands, it's a one-bid conference? Just one team?
Yes. Yes, which would be the first time in the history of college basketball power conferences that any power conference would have only one team in it. In fact, the all-time low is two, and the Pac-12 is the only power conference team that has done that, and they've done it four times, which isn't a good look for the Pac-12. But that's just the reality of it. The Big Ten, the ACC, the Big 12, the SEC have never put in less than three teams in. But, yeah, I have to be honest. I covered the entire scope of college basketball, and that's where we sit right now. It doesn't mean that's where we're going to end up. Because, look, when the Pac-12 tournament rolls around in Vegas, and I will be there all 4 days, I'm not betting I'm not counting out Arizona State at all. But – you're asking me my opinion right now. If the season ended, they're not on the bubble. They're not in.
Wow. Casey Jacobson from FS1, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Last one from me. Project it for me then. What to get them in a position where they can have a fighting chance. What do you think they need to do?
So close to winning out in the remaining games of the season. Now remember, they do have a game at Oregon, which right now Oregon is in the top 70 of net, which means that if you beat a top 70 team on the road, it is considered a quad one victory. So Arizona State is the only team in the Pac-12 right now that has a chance to get an at-large bid that still has a quad one opportunity remaining. So that's the good news for Arizona State. But they have to win it. And I believe this game that I'm calling for FS1 in Utah in 2 days is a must-win as well. That's kind of how I felt about the Colorado. So I know we use that term all the time. It's overused maybe. I think it fits right now for Arizona State. If they don't win at Oregon or if they lose at Utah, they are going to have to win the Pac-12 tournament.
Wow. Casey, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes. I know you were busy today with that game coming up. Thanks for sneaking us in for a few.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great week.